Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Friday, September 9th, 2022. My name is Will Gibson, and I'll be running through the last morning brief of this week, beginning so with a look at performance from yesterday. We saw a rebound from crude oil, outperformance from small caps. The Russell 2000 was up about 80 basis points. Most of the other major equity indices were also in positive territory. So it's looking like we're going to snap our 3-week losing streak. After that, on the downside, you had further weakness from emerging markets. Gold is resting at some key support on its chart. And then we saw another exhale from the ag, and finally, a bit of a breather from the dollar, which has been extremely strong this year. Look into some of the charts today. First of all, a quick look at the S&P 500. Won't spend much time here, but we formed a double top of 4,000. Conversationally, I think that's been a pretty important level. So looking for a break of 4020 would be a good sign that we cleared that 4,000 level of resistance formed on the chart here. On the downside, note that a break to 3880 would be a third consecutive sell signal, so a continuation of that near-term downtrend. But overall, formed a double top. Looking for 4020 on that S&P 500 chart now. Another chart I want to highlight this morning on a macro level, if you will, is Bitcoin. We don't talk a ton about crypto, but I did want to highlight today that it looks like it's going to recapture that $20,000, excuse me, 20,000 level, kind of consolidating in this new territory right here. It's kind of done this before where you had this big consolidation period and then put in some material support around 30,000. So now recapturing 20, it looks like that could be forming some type of additional levels of support down here. Above 20,000, I think your next level is going to be around 30,000 to keep an eye on here. From an indicator perspective, more so on our side, nothing material overnight that I want to bring to your attention. No asset classes or big sector changes, but I do want to highlight some movements on this page. First of all, in the commodities section, the agriculture space reclaimed the top subsector rank. So what that means is that agriculture is showing better relative strength than the other subsectors within commodities. Energy has been a laggard lately, precious metals, industrial metals alike. So agriculture, as a result, have seen better relative price behavior, meaning that those looking for commodities exposure, I think we would stay concentrated or overweight at least in the agriculture space. That's been a trend, and I think the Dolly change this morning kind of furthers that evidence. On an equity sector perspective, the only two sectors that have gained a buy signal so far in September have been utilities and financials. The one I want to highlight this morning is actually financials. I think this poses a pretty interesting picture for the market. I think it's an important sector to get going. And looking at a proxy here, Spider Fund XLF, you got a reversal up into X's yesterday, which created a higher bottom at 3250. I think from here, an important level to break would be 36. That would give you a second consecutive buy. You break a excuse me, you break a wow, you break a triple top, and that would also clear your June highs, which was conversationally another important level of resistance from this year. So in summary, like to see financials get going. Good leadership yesterday, good relative strength picture. Looking for some follow through now, especially noting that fund score is not rolled significantly positive, positive being above a three, but constructive chart picture and really looking for 36 and financials to keep going here. Outside of our platform, but coming back shortly, is I wanted to highlight the investor sentiment. This was pretty loudly discussed overnight and this morning. Bullish sentiment dropping below 20%. It's done so a number of times in 2022, but for most calendar years, that's not a common occurrence. And then furthermore, we saw bearishness extend or increase to 53%, resulting in a pretty intense bull bear spread. You've also seen neutrality kind of continue to dwindle or remain pretty depressed. So people are taking pretty extreme positions here, whether it be bullish or whether it be bearish. If we were to kind of better quantify some of the trend of this, we looked at our platform. We're looking at the AAII sentiment survey, looking at the bullish reading here. Looks like we're going to match the lowest or one of the lowest levels that we've seen this year, kind of printing another O here shortly. After that, 16% was the lowest level that we've seen that came in April of this year. But anyway, kind of quantifying the trend of bullishness here seems to be dwindling again. However, at the same time, the bull bear spread, so the percentage that are bullish minus the percentage that are bearish, looking like that's going to move to a sell signal, meaning we're going to see a minus 35% reading telling us that that extremeness or lack of neutrality is extending and becoming more intense. The most intense readings we've seen this year was around 42 and minus, excuse me, minus 42 and minus 40%. So we aren't there yet, but again, the extreme degree or lack of neutrality is continuing on that front in terms of sentiment. If I were to summarize, and for bulls, if you were to have a good case, I think depressed sentiment would be one of them. If you see a lot of the charts, a lot of the historical numbers, is that when you get this level of depressed sentiment, typically has been a good thing for the market 6 months to 1 year out. Kind of buy when there's b blood in the streets is the type of rhetoric that people will attribute that to. Two individual names to end with today. One's DocuSign, not because it's a very attractive technical stock. It's a zero rated on our system. Pretty depressed chart picture, but it's up well over 15% this morning at the time of this recording on a pretty favorable earnings beat, supposedly. So it looks like it's going to trade around the mid 60s, intraday highs and lows starting around the mid 60s today, which is going to clear that $60 level of resistance and put you back up here on a pretty big stem of X's. If for those that would want to play something like this, we'd probably like to take it on an exhale and then again a reversal higher to set up some type of higher bottom and not just buying it on one big stem. Also keep in mind this is zero attribute stock, so it's not something we're really actively looking to build on. If anything, you had exposure here, the rally today could potentially be a sell on rally opportunity. Again, just purely talking technicals here. I didn't read through the earnings report or anything of that regard, just based off the chart, given the weak attribute, given the big move today. Just given that you got a lot of resistance to go and you've seen these type of behaviors before, could be something to consider. Ongoing the other way though, T-Mobile announced a share buyback is up about 1.5% pre-market. Not as material of a move, but really just continuing a great picture. It's one of the better looking names in that communication sector. Consecutive buy signals moving higher. It looks like it wants to challenge that $148, $150 level, which is actually the all-time chart high from July of 21. So this is a good picture. Again, share buyback up 1.5% pre-market. If you're looking for comm exposure, this is one of the better spaces to do so with. That's all I had to share this morning with you and for the week. I thank you for your time. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.